There is nothing more exciting in sports than that crosstown rival. And for tonight's high school game of the week, presented by PNC Bank, St. Vincent, St. Mary's, and Walsh Jesuit had a chance to compete for their trophy, the Bell. But before we get to tonight's action, we had a chance to catch up with Browns alumni Dave Wallabaugh.
Well, I think, interestingly enough, high school football reflects the Browns fans. And you look at here tonight, you look around, there's probably a few thousand people here tonight. It's a big rivalry game, probably a lot like the Browns versus Steelers. Crosstown rivals. A lot of these kids probably grew up together. They played youth football together, have gone their different ways in high school. So I think the excitement that brings the community together, that brings everybody out tonight on a Friday night, they tailgate in the parking lot together a little bit. They're cooking food together. And at the same time, you're rooting for your own team to be successful tonight. So it's really exciting, and I think it's a great experience these kids have the opportunity to partake in.
From the fans to the field, tonight's game was electric, but only one team can come away with a victory, and for tonight, it was St. Vincent, St. Mary's. John, talk about their team victory tonight and how they were able to capitalize on some of those mistakes made to come away with the win.
Yeah, it's a great win for the Fighting Irish. On defense, they were relentless. You didn't see just one person make a tackle. There were always 11 guys around the ball. And they made sure that they attacked the quarterback, too, and put a lot of pressure on him. On offense, Marcus Herter had a phenomenal game, two rushing touchdowns. He really kind of carried the offense, not just one guy, but he did have a great performance. Unfortunately for Walsh Jesuit, they had too many self-inflicted wounds, and with a team like the Fighting Irish, you can't do that to them because they're going to capitalize like they did tonight.
The Fighting Irish's offense came out ready to win back the Bell and scored on their second possession of the game with a 2-yard quarterback keeper from Dominic Davis. Their defense was on top of it too, recovering a bad snap by Walsh and capitalizing on the turnover by putting points on the board with a 10-yard pass to Malik Woolbridge. The Warriors weren't giving in yet, though, and decided to go for it on a fourth down. With a handoff to Patrick Keogh, the Warriors got their first touchdown of the game with a 15-yard run. But on their next drive, the Irish's Malik Woolbridge picked off a pass, and then on the following play, he ran 56 yards, setting up teammate Marcus Hurd for his second touchdown of the night and making it our first and 10 play of the game. The Warriors were determined to swing the momentum in their favor, and with 33 seconds left in the first half, Joshua Bennett ran 4 yards into the end zone, making the score 28-14. But in the end, the Irish sealed their victory in the second half with a 31-yard pass to Diamante King.
This has been a great route. In fact, I played in the first Walsh, St. Vincent, well, it was actually with St. Vincent's back there. And I tell the kids about this rivalry and where it came from and where it's going.
Oh, it's huge. I needed to go out with a bang, and I couldn't let them keep the Bell. So it's just a huge win. I'm excited. Just happy right now.
Congratulations again to the Fighting Irish. Make sure to keep that Bell safe this year. Remember, each week we're at a new game, so log on to clevelandbrowns.com/community and vote for the matchup you want to see us cover. You can vote as many times as you like, so get out there. For John LaForest, I'm Elizabeth Menelly. See you next week.